This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 374. Don't throw me into the Titanfall briar patch. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good, actually.
That's good.
How are you doing?
I mean, I'm doing good. I got no complaints.
Did you have a good Valentine's Day?
I didn't really do anything fun for Valentine's Day. Oh. I had to take people to the doctor.
Sorry.
And they had to get, like, needles in their eyeballs. It was not cool.
I went to my job, and then after that, I took this box of confectioners that
I don't want to talk about your box of confectioners, because I didn't get any.
There was a tray full of leftover cookies upstairs that apparently Hot Mess's fiance devoured.
Nobody told me where they were. When I went upstairs to go and get... Oh, you're talking about those sugar cookies.
Yeah.
I had a sugar cookie. I'm talking about the fudge thingies. I was looking for those.
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay, because you put out on the Facebook, like, look at these. My family's going to get to eat them. And I was so excited because I was like, oh, man, she didn't leave me any of the wonton things, but at least there's fudge things, and I can have the fudgy things.
And
I went up to go get the fudgy things. There's no fudgy things.
Oh, sorry.
But, so I got no chocolates for Valentine's Day.
You got a cookie?
I got no cards for Valentine's Day. I got a cookie, and I didn't even get the cookie I wanted. I got the cookie that I had to beg to get a cookie because I couldn't have the cookie that I wanted because those cookies were for special people, i.e. people you liked. So I got the leftover cookies, and I didn't even get a leftover cookie.
I like you.
But not enough to let me have a peanut butter carcass.
You know what? I just want to know. Why all of a sudden now in the house, like, peanut butter is the cookie? Because
peanut butter has always been the cookie.
I have never seen.
Hold up, so many of you guys, Panda,
you're making. Because the last time I made peanut butter cookies, Ash Mom did not touch. She was like, I want sugar cookies. And I was like, well, then, mother, next Panda, time we go shopping.
Panda, here's what you have to understand, okay? In the world of cookies, when you get to choose your cookies, the first penultimate cookie is a chocolate chunk. Not just chocolate chip, chocolate chunk. Because you want nice big chunks of that chocolate so that once they come out of the oven and you break them, it's just ooey gooey melty all over the place. You want chocolate chunk. Second is chocolate chip if you can't get any chunks. Because sometimes it's not always easy to find good chunk.
Good chunk cookies?
Chocolate to put in the cookies.
Okay.
Because you want, like, good dark Ghirardelli or a ganache, if you make your own, to put in there. Then you have chocolate chip, because, hey, some chocolate's better than no chocolate.
True.
Then the next layer of cookie that you have is peanut butter followed by oatmeal with some kind of raisin and or raisin and white chocolate. And then you have sugar cookie. Sugar cookie is at the bottom rung. Okay, because unless you put stuff on a sugar cookie, the only thing you can do with a sugar cookie is dump it into coffee to try and make
it
better.
But I drizzled it in white and dark chocolate.
Yes, and that helped, but it's still a sugar cookie. And when you know that there were peanut butter cookies, you just couldn't have them because you weren't on, like, the special list to get them. That just makes you want the peanut butter cookie even more. You're like, why do I have to settle for the bottom of the barrel cookie? Why can't I get on the peanut butter list?
Why can't I get on top shelf cookie?
Yo, why am I not in the rung that gets the PB cookie?
I'm sorry. They were for...
Not us.
Not you.
Correct.
Because somebody really liked peanut butter.
Like, yes, everyone person. In your family. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, apparently now.
Okay, guys, as I was looking at these peanut butter cookies, which, by the way, were cut out in the shape of Carcassonne characters.
Meeples.
They were. All right, so the nerd factor alone just makes them even more awesome.
They were kind of awesome.
And And I'm looking at the cookies like, okay, I have a peanut butter cookie. And Panda's all like, no, these aren't for you. These are for other people.
You, I traded out one of my sugar cookies to peanut butter cookies. So there were peanut butter Carcassonne cookies upstairs.
No, there were sugar cookie Carcassonne cookies upstairs.
Then mom must have eaten the pack I left for her.
Obviously. Her three peanut butter cookies. She didn't share with anybody.
Wow.
So anyway.
That's shady.
All right. So Panda says I can't have one. I make all sad face. And Esh Mom's like, oh, you want a cookie? Here you go. And reaches for a cookie, at which point Panda almost slaps her hands and says, no.
I did do that.
You can't have that cookie. If you want cookies, look, guys, this is what I have. I have chocolate cookies. I have sugar cookies. You can have one of those, but you can't have any of these. Happy Valentine's Day, folks.
Now, mind you, I just want everyone to know that if you're friends with me on my Facebook, I only release pictures of the sugar cookies and the homemade chocolate peanut butter cups I made. I did not put any pictures of the peanut butter cookies.
No, because
or the chocolate
because
brownie
only
meeples
the VIP listers got access,
and that
to
was
the
really only my special person and people at my job.
That's right, people at her job got special cookies. Her family, fuck them. No, you can have sugar cookies
with chocolate drizzled on them.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Anyway.
But I'm not bitter about it or anything
going
like
back
that.
To my Valentine's Day, I went to work and gave people cookies. And then I went to go see my boyfriend at his job and gave him a box that not only contained peanut butter cookies.
Because he's on the VIP list.
Well, I asked him what kind of cookies.
Your sister of all your life, not on the VIP list.
My boyfriend of 3 weeks.
Your mom.
Top of the list.
Your mom who brought you into this world, not on the VIP list. But your boyfriend of 3 weeks totally gets a
totally gets a box of confectionaries.
Of the VIP list cookies.
Of peanut butter cookies, sugar cookies, got the chocolate peanut butter cups, got brownies in the shape of meatballs.
Yeah, and not store-bought chocolate peanut butter cups, people.
No, homemade.
She made them.
Not like Japanese style, made them.
Not,
and molded
not for
them,
the family.
But for the Biff.
Yeah.
You know, you make me sound so horrible. But then again, I did this, so therefore my actions.
Ready? As soon as I say something that isn't true, you can call me a liar.
But I can't.
But I haven't said it yet.
Nope. But anyway, I went and dropped off that box of confectioners.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah,
and
for you and your boof.
And my biff gave me a kimono that's very pretty, and some gaiters, which I happen to be wearing right now.
Yay! Yay for you! So awesome! Yay.
And made me a card. Made me a card with
his
your paper
card
cutting.
Was awesome.
With a doll of a little black girl.
He does
girl
have skills. I'll give him that.
He certainly does.
Yep. So, with that said, everyone has now survived Valentine's Day.
Yay!
We've done an 11-minute...
Rant about it.
So
I think we can move on to the meat and potatoes.
I think we
podcast.
Can now finally get past maybe hurt feelings or whatever about the peanut butter cup.
Really?
And PB cookie list. Who knows? Maybe if I'm good next year, I can make the list.
Maybe you'll make the list for White Day.
For White Day?
Okay. So,
I'm not a white person,
no,
so I can't celebrate
has,
that day.
No. Okay,
and
back.
Isn't that every day except for the February day?
Can we? All right, we're backing up. So we're taking a little side trip to Japan.
We're taking another side trip?
We're taking a side trip.
Oh boy, do I need to pack an overnight bag?
No, it's really quick. So in Japanese culture, on Valentine's Day, when a chick, like me, likes a dude, like the Biff, she will then go and do some type of token of her affection via, you know, like cookies or handmade chocolates.
Uh-huh.
You present them to said person of interest, in my case, the Biff.
Yep.
And theoretically, what's supposed to happen is, if he likes me, he accepts them. He has a month to reciprocate whatever those feelings may or may not be. And if he likes me in the same fashion, should give me a gift. On March 14th, which is considered White Day. I believe they also do that type of exchange in Korea. Also, I believe. However, I just think of it as Valentine's Day White, and I just give another little thing. Like, oh, you are my friends. I like you. You're my family. I love you. I'm not going to give the Biff anything because he got a whole box.
So, for the Ides of March and right before St. Patrick's Day,
there could be another round of cookies.
You're going to make more cookies or may not be on the list for?
Well, you're definitely going to be on the list because I owe you chocolate chip and walnut cookies because you can't have chocolate chip cookies without walnuts in them, apparently.
Correct, you can't.
So, well, you can't. I could live the rest of my life.
The best way to make chocolate chip cookies is to put walnuts in them.
Not necessarily. Your opinion. Your opinion. But White Day is coming up, obviously, in a month's time. And, yes, that'll be another round of cookies going out for people who didn't get cookies round one.
All right. I feel better about getting that all out now.
Good.
I'm bottled up for a couple of days now, and now I feel better.
I'm glad I have...
I feel like a human being.
You are
Now that I've got my feelings out and made them known. And it's just great.
Wonderful.
With that being said, let's talk video games. This whole podcast, we're talking video games. And I should say games because we're talking video game.
Yeah, just one.
Just one. But, you know, when you have such a good one, you really only need one. And the one that we're talking about, just in case... you're one of the three people on the planet who probably isn't playing it. We're talking about the Titanfall beta.
Titanfall beta!
By Respawn Entertainment on our podcast today. And the first thing that I have to say is, I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to play the Titanfall beta. Because the beta was going to be available for both Xbox One and PC, but it was invitation only. And to get on the list, which didn't necessarily mean that you were going to get a beta key because it was going to be a closed beta, was you had to sign up for the Titanfall newsletter, which, okay, don't throw me into that briar patch. Shoot me emails about the game whenever, wherever, for free. Yep, I'll take them. And screenshots, fine. First, everybody and their cousin tried to get on the email newsletter list in order to get a beta key. So the website crashed pretty much every minute for the first 3 hours.
Wow.
That you could get a beta key to sign up for a beta key. And finally, I went through my mobile.
Right. Had a better look that way.
Yeah, I did. And the first time that I submitted it, when it actually submitted and didn't pop back with an error message, I wasn't sure that I submitted it until you're all set.
Happened.
Thing happened like 30 seconds delayed. So I was getting ready to refresh the page when it finally popped up. So I was like, okay, fine. So now we're going to wait. And I saw that a bunch of my journalistic friends were already playing it. You know, EA had an event last month for Titanfall where they brought in some journalists. Unfortunately, we weren't able to attend because we're not able to go to EA days or a lot of EA events because they're on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast. And it's just a expensive freaking trip for us to make.
And I'm fucking broke.
And she's broke as hell.
I'm broke as fuck.
So we weren't able to go to the event, which made me very sad. And I was hoping that at that point we would have been able to get our hands on beta keys if we had been able to go. So I was really nervous that we weren't going to be able to get invited to the beta. But then I got an email from our friends at Respawn, and they were like, hey, would you like a beta code?
We know you.
Since you weren't able to come to the event, and I was like, I can have beta code? And I was like, here you go. And I was like, hey, that just made my day. So I started downloading Titanfall, and I'm still desperately trying to get my hands on one of the custom Titanfall controllers for the Xbox One. I haven't been able to find one anyplace. So if anybody knows of anywhere that they're in stock again, go ahead and hit me up on the Twitter or on the Facebook and let me know, because I'm going to spend a lot of time in Titanfall. And here's why.
Why?
Number one, there really hasn't been a lot of great games yet for the Xbox One available. Hold on.
Okay.
That aren't ports of games that I've already played and beaten.
Okay.
Forza is a very good game, but I'm not into car racing games. If I was...
You're not allowed to race your car in real life. Why are you allowed to race cars in a fake place?
I would be living in that game because every time I see it, it looks sick, but it's just not my idea of a fun time.
No, you know what my idea of fun is?
Yeah, I know what your idea of fun is.
No.
It's really dangerous, and I don't want to go down that road.
This one.
Oh, Lord.
It's that commercial for the PS4 where I don't know if it's Forza for that or if it's Gran Turismo that they're mocking, but it's that that commercial where the two dudes are like, it's such a perfect day. And, like, they're driving on these really nice cars, and then the other one just slams into him, and then he, like, does that weird car tumble somersault thing over the dude.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
All right, cool. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. So, yeah, if you know of anybody that has a Titanfall controller available, please let me know, because I definitely want to get my hands on one. Or, hey, you know, Respawn, if you want to send one RA, because you just happen to have one laying around.
And you happen to love us very much.
I would totally take that.
She would, and I would watch her take it.
All right, but let's talk about Titanfall. So, got the download started, and I was really surprised at how fast it downloaded, because it's a hefty little download. It was about 20 gigs.
Oh, that is... Yeah, she's so heavy.
It was a big one. But totally worth it. Or was it 2 gigs? It might have been 2 gigs. I can't remember now if it was 20 or 2. But it was a big one. But I was surprised at just how fast it downloaded. I turned it on and I expected that it was going to take an hour to download. And it took maybe 15 minutes.
Wow.
To download the whole thing to 100%. I was very surprised by that, you know, especially seeing the response that people had to trying to get beta keys and get into the beta. I imagine that as many people did get in, the servers were going to be trounced with people downloading it, but it downloaded very quickly. So, fired up the Xbox One, because, like I was saying, while there are very good games out for the Xbox One, there are very few unique experiences to the Xbox One out there. Dead Rising 3, which looks like it's a really good game.
Oh my god, I'd play the fuck out of Dead Rising 3 if you got it.
But it's not the kind of game that I would play.
I'm salivating at the thought of Dead Rising 3.
Well, if you want to get it and play it on my Xbox One, you can, but you'd have to come down here to play it.
I do want to play it. Since I played the fuck out of Dead Rising 2 and then went back and played Dead Rising 1.
So, Dead Rising 3, which is an exclusive, they just released the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, and by all accounts that I've seen on the web, it looks phenomenal on the Xbox One and plays well, but there's no new gameplay elements and there's no new levels, and so there's nothing new to the experience other than it being amped up for the console. As far as the appearance of the game, the graphics and that kind of thing. And I already beat that game, so there's nothing new for me there. Same thing with Assassin's Creed 4. As I mentioned before, I'm finishing my game out on my Xbox 360 because I wasn't able to transfer my saves over to my Xbox One. So there's Rise, Son of Rome left, which I do own and play the hell out of. And absolutely loved that experience. It's a gorgeous game.
Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is a wonderful game. But I've beaten it. So...
Beat it.
There's that.
Beat it real good.
So for me, getting to play the Titanfall beta was a reason to turn on my Xbox One outside of streaming media. That I could play an experience that was uniquely designed for the Xbox One. And... Oh, yeah, it just happens to be a new IP in its entirety. So there's a lot of excitement for me in jumping into the beta. Now, what I will say is Titanfall is not the type of game that I typically play. I've been trying to play more first-person shooters, and I think I'm finally catching my own little rhythm. Groove in it. Yeah, I'm not great, and I think I've said this before when talking about Call of Duty, but if I'm the person that you need to have sniping abilities and be awesome at it, I'm not that person.
I am.
You want Panda for that job.
I'm a sniping bitch.
But if you want somebody that's really good at finding sneaky places to hide...
And not die.
And you can give a weapon that has a long distance...
Like a rifle?
Yeah, like a carbine. Rifle. Yeah, like a carbine. I am your girl all day, every day. So, jump into Titanfall, and the first thing that you do is you run through a calibration system, which is basically the tutorial, which teaches you the button mapping. And it's very simple, easy to do.
If you played any shooter before, essentially you're really just honing in your phoning in your skills from any other shooter that you've
exactly.
played.
The only thing that's new is the hardcore parkour!
Hardcore parkour!
That you do in Titanfall.
Yeah, wall running, which Panda has proven is, not good. She's no bueno at it at all. And she likes to scream obscenities or, like, some type of mantra before she decides to scale the wall, like, DuckTales! Or I'm gonna make it! And then I don't, which is kind of funny. But yes, it was really fun. I had my little experience with it earlier today before the show, because Ninja was adamant that mm-hmm. I sit down mm-hmm. and experience Titanfall, because mm-hmm. I wasn't mm-hmm. going to. I don't have an Xbox mm-hmm. One. So I sat down, she watched me, I got nervous, because I have gamer anxiety sometimes when people be watching me, because sometimes my skills are so good that they're bad.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I get the same way too. Like, when I get performance anxiety, like, whenever it's someone that's, like, either in the industry or is, like, a known gamer.
I'm like, oh my god, you're gonna judge me on my gaming skill.
Like, it's one of those weird things, like, when I go, the first year that I went to E3, and I would go and I would have a closed door one-on-one experience with a game, I would be so nervous, you know, because you have one of the designers or developers of the game.
Oh yeah.
Hand you the control and be like, play my game! And be like, yeah.
That happened when Red Dead Redemption came out, and I had that one-to-one interview, and I had to do it audibly. And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, just hop on that horse. I'm like, if riding a horse is like driving a car in your game, I'm telling you right now, I suck so hard. And mind you, it's all being recorded. So you just hear me talk about how bad I suck balls at maneuvering things. And nearly, I got bucked off that horse like 8 times. And he's like, let's just get you to where you need. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I told you.
And then you're like, damn it.
Damn it, man.
Such the girl stereotype.
He's totally gonna go back to the break room like, guys.
I had this girl on the controller. Guys, she was like from a website.
She can't ride our horse.
She can't ride our horse. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that experience before.
But... Oh, so embarrassing.
It really is.
Oh, my penis is so small. So small because I'm a lady.
Oh, it's
but
so small.
Whatever.
Oh, time.
Oh, I hated it.
So, jumping in after the tutorial, you have 3 modes that you can play in the beta. Said earlier, I'm playing it on the Xbox One. I don't have a PC gaming rig because I don't PC game. But jumped into the beta. The 3 modes of play that you have are attrition, hard points, and then there's a grab bag. And the attrition is basically team, I don't want to say deathmatch, but
it's kind of the team deathmatch?
Yeah, basically it is. So it's the first team to 250 kills wins. And you can... play as a pilot. You can drop in your Titan, which the game kind of alludes to is that you can drop them at certain periods of time. And attrition, it's I think a 3-minute clock that runs based off of the class of pilot that you pick. There are 6 total classes of pilots that you can pick, but really and truly in the demo you have 3, and then you have 3 spots that you can customize once you get to ranked to be 6 and above. The 3 types of pilots you can choose from basically pick what additional skills that you have outside of your physical ability. So you have the assault character, which uses a assault rifle as your anti-Titan weapon that you carry at all times. That varies at that first level. You have the Sidewinder, which is basically a high-powered MSG launcher.
MSG!
And then you have your personal sidearm, which is a...
pistol?
Pistol of some kind. I liked
that smart pistol. That smart gun system.
Yeah,
that
hold
they
on.
Have.
Let me tell you about how much I love that gun. So anyway, the personal sidearm is either a 45 or a custom taserly-like weapon that you have. Then you have the assassin class, and the assassin class uses what's called a smart... weapon. And the smart weapon auto-targets, and it lets you target multiple enemies.
Yep.
So if you can get a lock-on, you have to get pretty close to them, but you can get a lock-on, and you'll actually see where the bullets will go. If you have, you know, 5 people in your range, you will take out all 5 people with a single bullet. You have your Sidewinder, and you have your personal weapon, which on the assassin class is a 45. Then you have your CQB, which is a advanced kind of hybrid almost of the other two types. So you have a powerful assault rifle, but you don't have the Sidewinder. You actually have a missile rocket launcher. So it fires at a slower rate, but does more damage as your anti-Titan weapon. And then you have a Hammond pistol. So the three customizable spots, you can go in before you've picked a team or been assigned to one, because it does do matchmaking, and alternate what your primary weapon versus your anti-Titan weapon versus your personal weapon is. So if you want the smart weapon, which is an assassin class weapon, you can have this on your customized player, but then also give them the missile launcher and the 45.
Ooh, see, I didn't get into the whole building a custom character. Yeah, I was just playing off of yours.
I did a loadout of one custom character. So custom one, I loaded out with the smart weapon, but the missile launcher and the 45, which works, you know, pretty doggone well. So now let's talk about your Titans. You have three classes of Titan.
Okay.
Or at least as far as I've unlocked.
As far as the beta is concerned.
As far as I've unlocked, because I'm only at level 9 in the beta. And I think right now the beta tops out at 14.
Okay.
But I've got the Assault Titan, which is a slightly faster moving, faster fire Titan, but takes more damage, doesn't deal as much. Then you have your tank, which has some more heavy armament, moves a little bit slower, does a little bit more damage. And then you have the artillery, which is very, very slow moving, even when it comes to dashing, which pilots and Titans have similar movements. So you can double burst
okay.
as far as your double dash goes. Yes. Not so much jump with a Titan, but dash to your left or your right or forward and back. So that helps if you're trying to avoid being shot.
Yes.
I'm not very good at avoiding shots when I'm in my
Titan.
I know.
During the tutorial when they're like, dash away from these missiles, I was like, okay, well, you're going to give me a marker that lets me know. No, you're not. I just have to be looking. Okay. Thanks
for
making me accountable.
Watch for missiles. It's not like when you're on a level, it's going to be like, missiles coming. Go to the right, dumbass.
They don't set you up. They don't give you a marker. They don't give you a tell. That it's not telegraph.
Actually, it is.
Is it?
Yes, when you're walking up the hallway, just like you have those arrows to show you where to run.
Oh, see, I was
the arrows when you get to the corridor where you
I was not
see the
paying
arrows,
attention. I was taking missiles to the face.
That's letting you know that when you get to that corridor door, missiles are going to run. You either need to dash to the right or dash to the left.
Oh.
So there was a tell there. Oh. You just didn't notice it.
It was in the setting.
All right, so those are the setups of your Titans, those are the setups of your pilots. I played attrition. Which, like I said, is basically team deathmatch. First team to 250 wins. We've talked about the pilots and the different loadouts. We talked about the Titans and the different loadouts. Let's talk about the gameplay. So, as I said, you've got attrition, which is basically team deathmatch. Hard points, which is you have a point that you have to defend, or
take. So it's like King of the Hill?
Yep, and they're hard points to capture.
Hard points.
Hard points. And then you have the grab bag, which is a random bunch of play modes that will be available in the full game. I mostly played attrition. I did attempt to play hard points, but I'm a noob when it comes to first-person shooters, so I really wasn't
not
very
a noob.
Useful.
You've come
yeah,
a long
but I
way.
Play, but I play like a noob still. You know, it's not my forte.
It's not ingrained into your gamer
right.
system.
I'm enjoying it even more as I play games like Titanfall, but, you know, Fighters has always been my home, so this is a new experience for me, and I mostly suck at it. So if you're trying to put together a team to, like, achieve shits,
then she's not
I'm not
it.
Your
I'm not
girl.
Your ride or die chick.
Yeah.
She'll die.
I'll die. Not so much ride. But, I had a really good time, a blast playing attrition. I've played, I want to say somewhere around 15 rounds or so.
Yeah, because you were like a level 9
yeah.
at the time that I played.
Yeah, and I'm
attrition.
I'm
on
about,
your game.
And you level up by accruing experience points, and depending upon how many times you die, how many assists that you give Titans that are dropped in that are on your team, how many pilots you kill, how many Titans that you take down. You get various degrees of experience points that are all totaled. And then as you achieve a certain number of experience points, you level up. So as you want to get higher than 9, the amount of points that you have to recruit exponentially goes up versus your lower ranks. So as you get better, it takes more points to get better. As you accrue experience points and level up, more weapons become available to you, as do an option in the game called burn cards, which I think is a really interesting game mechanic. And what burn cards allow you to do, based off of what your ranking is use multiple cards that give you boosts for different things. So there's a burn card that's called Prosthesis, which will allow you as a pilot to move faster than you normally would.
Now, the thing about burn cards is that one of those things that, like, it's like a temporary buff where once you've used it, you burn it up, so therefore you can't use it again?
Correct. Okay. So you can, but you can accrue as you play through games more multiple burn cards.
Got it.
So, for instance, right now I'm carrying 2 Prosthesis, a couple of weapon upgrades, XP buff, and I forget what the other one is that I have right now. And so as you are dropping into a field of play, you can choose to add a burn card. So it's not something that you have to load before you're dropped into a zone. You can, before you get to the screen where you're dropping into the zone. As you're playing the game, you are literally dropped in off of a flying aircraft carrier. Okay. A personnel carrier, I should say. And you're dropped into an area. And so up until the point where you literally jump out of this plane, you can hit the button and load a burn card that you can use during that gameplay. So I like that you're not penalized, because in attrition you have basically a minute and a half to choose your loadouts and buffs before the level loads. And so if you don't quite make up your mind in the time that it ticks down to 10, you're not penalized. So if at the last minute you're like, actually, I don't want to play as Assassin, I want to play as a custom character, you're not completely screwed, because when you get to the point where you're on the plane and dropping in, you can change your loadout at that point. I really like that, because, you know, depending upon when you see the map, you might decide, oh, knowing this map, I maybe need this weapon instead of this one, or this type of character instead of the other one, and you have about a 5-second overlap of when you can do that. So I really appreciate that respawn, because that, I can be very indecisive at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a skosh.
Okay.
And so that's super helpful. At least to me. So, that said, jumped in attrition, there are, I want to say, 2, possibly 3 different maps that you play right now in the beta. And they're all chock full of great hiding places, nooks, crannies.
I mean, the
elevation points.
The background does seem very immersive. Like, they want you to really survey your area and find the best vantage points for you as your class.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed, I mean, I only played maybe 25 minutes or so, because one, I had another obligation I had to attend to. And also, while playing on yours, I also got, you know, a little barrage by, you know, oh, there's a chick, blah, 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 suck my dick, blah, 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 make me a sandwich. And, like, I'm kind of glad that, one, you didn't have a microphone.
Because and I don't even know why they asked to make a sandwich, because even if I made them a sandwich, they couldn't eat it.
So then you'd be like, I'm eating your sandwich,
I'm eating
bitch.
Your sandwich.
It's like, oh, daddy, I have your sandwich. You can't fucking eat it. I'm eating it. Om nom nom. It's the best sandwich ever.
Because I made it. With my boobs. Maybe no. I'll say that next time. Oh, I just made you a sandwich with my boobs.
With
too
my,
bad you can't
with my
eat
triple
it.
F boobies.
Oh, so sad you can't eat it. Nom, 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 nom,
so good.
Yeah, no. I think I'll do that next time. And then watch, I'll get flagged for inappropriate.
Yep, you will. And then it'll become a big, big thing on IGN. But
oh, IGN.
But I definitely, you know, and I'm a fan of things looking really good. And I
Titanfall
mean,
looks amazing.
Titanfall does look amazing.
It looks amazing.
It does. And I never.
And there's no lag.
I was just about to say that.
Oh.
I was going to talk a little bit about the fact that I didn't really see any frame rate issues.
Come on. It's an EA beta.
And I didn't see any lag.
None.
I didn't see any latency.
None.
I was hoping, because like, I purposely, for a while, would sprint just to see if like I'd get caught up. Because, you know, the great thing about betas is that there are so many people who worked really hard to get their betas that, you know, they are inundated with people. So, you know, they obviously have really strong service for their betas alone. I can only imagine what will happen when we get the full release of the game and everyone who has an Xbox One will jump on that and how they are going to match up to those volumes of people. But so far, so good. And I have to give you a slow clap, EA.
Like, yeah, it's just seriously. You know, because there were some server issues, mostly on the PC side, of getting things to connect early on, because this was designed to be a stress test for them. These guys really wanted to see and have an understanding of what kind of load it was going to put on the servers for people to play this game and to have multiplayer where, you know, you have, I think it's either 6 or 8 members per team on screen. So it's, you know, either 6 on 6 or 8 on 8. So you're talking either 12 or 16 live internet players on a massive, massive map with all kinds of things moving all over the place. Because you have a HUD, you have a defensive weapon. Depending upon the class you pick, it's either a cloak or it's speed, or it's a better class of grenade. You have your Titans, which have loadouts, which, you know, are no joke because you're talking multiple explosions. The environments aren't interactive, so it's not like if you
shoot missiles, that's how it's going to break away.
It's going to collapse down or break away. But they're so intricately designed, and you can easily tell where you can wall run and where you can't, and what's a parkourable thing and what's not.
Parkour!
It's fantastic. But there is no slowdown, no lag, and in a beta, you expect that.
Yeah, well, because you're not dealing with a golden mastered game. Like,
And you're not dealing typically with a full server load either.
No, you're dealing with the skeleton of the frame of the game, just to get an idea. And if this is their skeleton, I can't wait for it to develop its flesh, and its organs, and its eyeballs, and its hair color.
Seriously, Titanfall is amazing. And, you know, when we first saw the trailer at E3, we both went, hell yeah, I get to jump into a mecha and blow shit up.
Well, first and foremost, when she saw it, she lost her shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
And she was like, mechas! We get to be mecha pilots! And I'm like, meh. And she's like, Panda! And I'm like, mechas are more your thing than mine. I'm like, you played the Ender's Games, the Zone of Ender's Games.
Yes. And she had that thought, people, up until the moment in the trailer where the mecha reached its hand down, scooped up its pilot, and put it in the cockpit.
Yeah.
At which point, she squeed.
Yeah, I did.
Like a little girl.
I had my squee moment, yes.
And
because
we
it made me,
went,
it totally made me think of Gundam Wing Zero.
And we both went, Titanfall, fuck you!
Yeah. And then we saw that dude with that awesome, sickening mohawk.
Yeah, I know. I still have that photo. It was my desktop photo for the longest time.
I was like,
time.
Oh, that's commitment,
because
dude.
That mohawk was, one, it was commitment. Two, it was epic. Three, it was awesome.
Well, yeah. Usually epic things are awesome things.
Not always. Sometimes an epic fail.
Really? You have to throw some logic into our conversation today? Who are you talking to?
Look, sometimes I like to have logic.
I don't.
Mostly on days when
I like to have logic tech.
Ooh, touche, Panda.
Shabu shabu.
So anyway, absolutely loved playing attrition. Hardpoints are good. Is a good mode as well. I just suck at it.
It
like
sucks
out loud.
So hard.
Like, this is the noise I make when I play it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I suck at it. It's you know, it's kind of hard to watch, but
sorry.
A couple people did, and I had to listen to some of the things that they said. And afterwards, I'm like, I'm just going back to attrition because I suck less at that. Yay! When I play attrition, I play as assassin because I love the smart gun. It kind of levels the playing field a little bit for me, unless I'm playing against a bunch of fucking snipers.
I feel like they made that gun to make it like the quote unquote, using air quotes when I say this, girlfriend gun.
No, it's not a girlfriend gun. It's just a, hey, we realize there's a lot of shit that's about to come flying at
no,
you.
No, I don't mean it in a native way. Well, I mean, I guess when I use the air quotes, I do.
Yes.
Because there are some hardcore people, you know, who like to play that game with, you know, guns that auto-link. like, oh, baby, you don't have to worry about trying to learn how to do this the right way. It's going to aim it for you. All you have to do is hit the button.
I don't think it was designed to be a girlfriend gun.
But I feel like we're going to hear a lot of guys like, oh, well, yeah, they all have smart guns.
There's probably a lot of people. Then their accuracy
is just really improved, and that's not their skill. That's just the design of the gun.
Because there's so much motion going on, frankly, you need a gun like that because having so many people plus Titans on a field, you've got to have a balance of some auto targeting happening to help you because there are times that grunts from the opposing team, their camo beautifully blends in with the scenery.
Which is why you really need to be paying attention to your HUD.
Which is why you have to pay attention to your HUD. And I'm really not very good at paying attention to my HUD. I usually am very good at as far as, all right, where are my red dots? Is anybody flanking me? No one's flanking me. All right, I'm going to go flank. I typically always pick assassin because I like to flank with assassin. It makes it much easier for me to attack grunts and basically try to wipe out as many people as I possibly can to slow them down from dropping their titans so the rest of my team can get to their time points and drop theirs. Because, frankly, I find the team that drops all of their titans for their teammates first usually always gets to 250 kills faster. Well, because a titan walking over a person kills them.
Well, duh.
Obviously, a titan's weapon's much more stronger than a pilot's weapon, so you fire a titan's weapon on a pilot, they die. You can also, as a titan, melee and pick up people.
And like, throw them around.
If a opposing team's titan is about to blow up, your titan can melee that titan and pull the pilot out. And if you're next to a building, bash that person repeatedly
into said building.
Into said building, killing them. And here's the thing that sucks about it. If you're the pilot being pulled out of the Titan,
you have to watch that happen.
You have to watch it happen.
Oh, are you telling us this from experience in the
beta? I might be relaying a story of personal experience. I might not be.
I think you are.
But it's more than likely that I am.
Okay, well that happens. It's the name of the game.
But it is awesome when you get to do it to an opposing team. Especially when it happens by accident, because I didn't see a prompt telling me to do anything.
And I was like, just sit and take it.
Well, and I kept forgetting how to melee. I was like, I remember where my guns are. I don't know where melee is. Fuck it. Shoot.
It's your right stick.
Oh, it's my right stick.
Yeah, when you click, because your left stick is your sprint and your right stick pressing down is your melee attack.
Oh, see, I forgot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. So I've
The just, more you know!
I've totally been playing the game, not meleeing at all.
I melee like a bitch. Okay. I'm that person, once I've learned how to melee,
I will just
Leroy, and I'll just run and punch you in the face, and then you shoot me in mine, and you win. And I think it should be sheer force of will, but it obviously isn't.
But yeah, what I like about that smart weapon is that it helps to level out a playing field. One thing that I've noticed in playing multiplayer is that you really need a balance of your players between these three classes. I've been in games where we've had nothing but assassins, and I've been in games where I was the only assassin and everybody else was a soldier, just a normal artillery soldier. And it's definitely much more difficult if you don't balance out. I think the best run that I had was I was matched up on a team where we had three assassins and two each of the other two classes. And when I tell you we just mopped the floor with the other team, it was crazy. And you get on your HUD, you get messages from command that will basically let you know as you're playing through how things are going. You do have an indicator on the lower left-hand side of your screen letting you know for the two teams that you're playing as who's ahead in kills as you get closer to that 250. But you get an audio cue as well. So if you're not paying attention to that, you'll hear the team leader going, all right, team, we're doing really good like this. We keep it up. We've definitely got this thing in the bag. Or if you're behind and you're losing it, you'll actually get messages of encouragement to help pick it up. And, you know, everything is so close right now. Let's keep this tight and let's win this war. Let's win this battle, which is a really cool thing. And it's such a small detail, but it really makes a difference because if you're not paying attention to your HUD, you're at least paying attention to the audio that's going on because you're trying to hear where explosions are happening. And
if you're on a polished team or you're at least in a room with people with microphones, you're listening to conversations that
exactly.
are happening.
Exactly. And so hearing that additional audio cue as far as how you're progressing lets you know if, okay, I really need to be sneaky because we need to really pick up on kills, so let me go and find some pilots. or not, it's a hugely, hugely beneficial thing. And that was the best run that I made. I think with that team, I think we did like four battles, and that's where I made the biggest jump in my leveling up. I think that's where I went from 5 to almost 9 in those four battles, because we were just crushing it. Like, I didn't have a microphone on, but it seemed like everybody I was playing with knew where they needed to be for the class they had. So one of the other assassins, like, ran right in front of me and stopped and waited till I noticed him and then ran off and stopped until I followed him and then literally had us flank this one spot, and the two other soldiers drew all the grunts and things like that in that spot, and we were just pegging them off.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And so, really, the amount of strategy that goes into the game to be successful, you've got to have it. It's not just roll in Leroy Jenkins, blow shit up. You can blow shit up, but you're not going to be as successful. I can't wait to play full-on campaign in this game. I cannot wait, because this multiplayer beta has just been a blast. I haven't had a single issue. The only thing that I had any difficulty with was first getting matched up
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I would say my issue is the matching.
But that part of that was because they opened the closed beta.
Yep, they opened the closed beta to...
At least on the Xbox One.
Yes, on the Xbox One only.
Yeah, and you want to know why that happened, Panda?
No, why?
Well, one, this beta was running really well. Two, people started selling or attempting to sell
their beta codes
on eBay and on through PayPal and stuff.
Wow.
It was crazy. Like, we gave away a couple of the beta codes that we had, and one of the guys that got it immediately turned around. I was like, I got Titanfall codes. $10 cash. PayPal me. You can have them. I was like, holy crap. There was one guy that had one on eBay that the bid was at, like, I want to say $80 or something.
For a beta.
For a beta code for the Xbox One. And so I think because the service could handle it and it was doing so well.
And maybe this was also another test on them. They're like, let's just see what happens when we open it.
I think they finally just got to the point where they were like, look, this is going to be a bad thing where people are paying money for a closed beta. The whole point of this thing was to have control over it, get some people into the game, get some buzz built, and to stress test the system. Not to get people to pay cash money for a beta key when the beta is eventually going to be over and right. The game's going to launch.
Oh, God. We don't want people to have an eventually the demo is coming.
Exactly. And the demo, more than likely, is going to be what this closed beta is. And how pissed are people going to be when that's available for free and they had to pay for it?
Where they paid $80 plus for it.
In a moment of, hey, let's do the right thing by the players, they went, fuck it. The servers can handle it. Open it up. And they did. And I say, I tip my hat, because that's the perfect move that you make. Because, man, oh, man, it's totally the wrong spirit for people to buy beta codes. Yes. Totally the wrong spirit of the reason why you do it. And I just say, you know, bravo to EA for stepping up to the plate. Because when you open a beta, you know, it's one thing to have a closed beta and say, okay, look, if you sign up for my newsletter, that's going to give you a shot at getting a beta key to play my beta. It doesn't mean that you're going to, because they may have had a number of people that they wanted in the beta and then they were going to cap it at that. But to then turn around and say, look, this the spirit of what's happening is not what we want. Is there a way that we can just open this up to all Xbox One users anyway? What do you need from us to make this happen as far as servers being able to handle it and that kind of thing? And EA not missing a beat and just saying, fuck it, open it. Let it happen. And Respawn being like, yep, do it. Open it. It's running well. Everything's working. No bad juju. Do the right thing. It's crazy. It's blown up. Do it. And they opened it.
Smart.
And they did it within like 3 hours of, I think, some of the most offensive buy your Titanfall key code, beta codes here type things that I was seeing. So I'm really glad that they opened it up and got rid of that skeevy thing. Because I equate selling beta keys to like scalping tickets. It's just, it's like skeevy and you don't need to do it. It's not cool. Like, the code was given for free. It should be free. You know, I'm kind of a hippie like that, but not cool. Ultimately, I love Titanfall. I haven't even played the campaign yet. I love this game. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's the mechanics are very easy to pick up. You know, once I was dropped into attrition, I knew what I needed to do. I wasn't really sure of where I wanted to hide or how long I could stay there. And, you know, I still haven't quite gotten my rhythm down for when to look at my HUD and when not to, to assess my surroundings. But I am having a ball.
I know you are. That's all you've talked about since you got there.
I die a lot, so my skill points could probably be a lot higher if I didn't die as much as I died. But I'll be honest, I am never, ever, like, rage quit upset when I die. It's usually a skill shot that takes me out. More so now, these past couple of days playing, I get sniped.
Yeah. But that's what snipes are all about. Like, yeah. Snipes are meant to get you when you don't think you can be...
Yeah, because they're far away from me, so I figure, oh, I don't have to worry about that blip. And as it turns out, it's a sniper with a high-powered sniping rifle. And I don't feel bad getting sniped from a far distance, okay? I feel bad with somebody walking up behind me and breaking my neck by twisting my head.
Yep, that one. That lovely little right, that right analog stick.
That makes me the sadness. But if I get sniped, I'm like, I'll take that. I'll take that. You had to focus on me, so I'll take that. Panda, I absolutely love this game. It is phenomenal. I am probably going to take launch day off. Originally, I hadn't planned on it. Now I am. So I can play it on launch day. Respawn, if you want to send us one, that'd be really cool. We'll take it. But seriously, I absolutely enjoyed the experience. And like I said, I'm not an FPS player. It's really out of my wheelhouse. But man, oh man, it's just fun. From the moment I'm dropped into the zone, I am just completely, completely into the game. I'm immersed almost immediately from the moment that I drop, you know, from my ship into the zone, and I'm all about supporting my team and achieving our goal and trying to get those kills, at least in attrition. So I can't wait to get my hands on the game and play the campaign. I just can't imagine that I won't be just as immersed and committed to achieving the goals. Plus, the systems for loadout are very interesting, so I have to imagine that the depth of different weaponry that you'll have, plus the buff system added on top of that with the burn cards, is going to make it infinitely much more interesting to play, but you will have to apply some serious critical thinking to your loadouts and what burn cards you take with you and use at different times to achieve your goals. And by the way, when you blow shit up, it is absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I will agree.
When you finish a level in attrition, if your team is one of the things that you're supposed to do is kill all the stragglers and keep them from reaching their export travel. So a ship comes back and says, hey, everybody get back on the ship.
They get the extraction point.
Yeah, their extraction transit. And so your job is to kill all the stragglers trying to get to that ship and to also destroy that ship. If all of your teammates who are remaining and remain alive.
Destroy that ship.
You need at least four in Titans. And if you have at least one of those as an artillery or tank Titan, you can blow that ship up because it sits there for, I want to say, like, either 90 or 70 seconds letting the remaining pilots get to it because they're supposed to get to it and jump into the ship.
Right.
But it has to sit there the whole 90 seconds. So you, if you're one of those people trying to get on the export ship, once you sit on it, you literally just sit there. And so you have to watch the opposing team as they're firing bullets at your ship, waiting for that last second to drop before it takes off. And you can tell when it's going to blow up.
Oh, God.
And so the first ship that I actually made it to sit on it, because once you're in, they can't kill you. But they can blow up the ship, which
kind of kills you.
I was sitting there going, please don't blow up their ship. Please don't blow up their ship. Please don't blow up their ship.
The first one
didn't blow up.
Okay.
Second time I made it to a ship,
it blew up the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was sitting on it when it blew up.
Aw, man.
So you get to watch the explosion.
Of course you do.
And you're like, I'm on fire! I'm on fire! fire! And then it finally fades to black.
Wait, do you hear your character say I'm on fire?
No. No, I was saying I'm on fire.
You die a hero's death.
And one of the guys on my team was like, well, I guess I'm not going to work tomorrow.
I was like, I'm calling in dead.
My export transport blew up, and I'm dead. I'm not coming into work today. I'll see you tomorrow. But it's just a nice touch, you know, because you wouldn't be left on the field of battle necessarily. They would send transport in to try and get your ass out of there. And, you know, if they gotta wait for people, it would be shot at. And if it was being shot at, it could be blown up.
That's right.
With you on it.
If you're in a vehicle or something that uses gas to move itself around, if someone shoots at it with, like, metal, hot metal that could burn through stuff and fire, it sure as fucking blow up your shit. And it does all the time.
Yeah. But and that's, you know, one of the things that I really have to say that I'm so impressed by is that the attention to detail in this game is meticulous. And while it is a fast-paced game, whatever mode that you pick, I think that one of the things that anybody that buys this game in March needs to do when they're first playing it is to really take a few moments just to kind of survey the landscape and just take in how detailed and how amazing the visuals are and how fluid it runs. You know, there are a lot of people that have talked about, you know, games running at native resolutions and running at 60 frames a second or better at 1024p or 1080p, I mean. And, you know, we can debate resolution and frame rate all day long.
Yeah.
What's better for what type of game. But really, to me, what matters is when you fire up the game, is it immersive? Are you just completely, you know, almost enveloped by the environment.
Sorry.
And if that happens, and the gameplay is great, and the camera doesn't suck, then it's a great game, and it's a great experience, and it shouldn't matter what the frame rate is. Great gameplay is great gameplay. And I'll tell you guys right now, and again, I'm going to preface this with, I am not an FPS fan. I love Titanfall. This beta has been absolutely wonderful to play. I'm so glad it's available, open for anyone. If you have an Xbox One, you owe it to yourself to download and try this beta. Even if this game is not typically in your warehouse,
If it's not in your warehouse.
If it's not in your warehouse,
well then,
because it hasn't gone Golden Master yet. But if it's not in your wheelhouse, if FPS isn't typically what you play, you still owe it to yourself to play it. I've really, really enjoyed playing Titanfall. I cannot wait until March 11th. I have to. I don't want to. But I have to wait until March 11th to play it. But
well, doesn't that also, you know, come around the time of Watch Dogs? Watch Dogs comes out in March, yes?
Well, we'll just see about that.
No,
we have to see because Amazon and Target have pushed back the launch date for the Wii version of it, which the Wii version was supposed to be one of the more interesting versions of the game because of the second screenplay built in automatically.
Integrated.
Yes, thank you. But here's my thing with Watch Dogs, just for a quick second, because I don't want to go back to Titanfall and close out the show, but I will do a jig and will believe it.
Oh my god, I will videotape this jig if it comes out on time? Is that what you're saying?
When I hear the words Golden Master.
Okay.
I'm not holding my breath on any dates that have been bounded around, because it's a deep game. I'm waiting till I hear Golden Master, and then I'll get excited.
Oh my god, when that happens, I'm going to come up to you with my camera and be like, it's time for you to do your jig.
And I'll do it. And
I'm
going to
put that on our Facebook page.
Put it on our Facebook page.
It's going to happen.
Yep. I will agree with that, because that's when I'll do it. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to do a little dance on Titanfall Day. Because I'm looking forward to it.
I want to record that one, too.
I may or may not let you put that one on our Facebook page. Well, just depends on whether or not I'm having a good day, hair day.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah. So that one's tentative. But you can totally put Watch Dogs Dance on.
You all heard it.
I'll allow it.
Jig will be on our Facebook page.
I will allow it. But do yourself a favor. Like I said, if you have an Xbox One.
I don't.
Try the damn beta. If I'm wrong, come to our Facebook page.
And tell her she's wrong. I tell her she's wrong a lot.
And say, hey, Ninja, I went and I tried that demo. And you know what? It was ass. And I'll write you back. You're a dumbass. There's no way that beta was ass.
Now I want someone to test you and like and say it.
And I'll put hashtag ass all day.
Hashtag ass all day. Dead ass, though. Dead ass.
Seriously, dead ass, though. Titanfall. Play it.
Well, then.
And if you're playing on the Xbox One, invite me to your game. Again, I'm not awesome at playing the game, but I have an awesome lot of fun playing the game. So I'll play with you. Hit me up, Ninja Sister. You know the game tag. You know where I'm at. Invite me to your games. We can blow things up in Titans.
Okay.
Just saying.
Wonderful. All
right. So with that said, Panda.
Yeah.
Do you have a question of the week for people?
I do.
It should be about question of the week time.
And it is. And it's a Titanfall question.
What?
For those who are playing it via PC and or Xbox One, I want to know what class you playing.
Ooh, yeah. What's your favorite Titanfall
class? I feel like your class would say a lot about you. So I want to know, are you playing an assassin? Who are you playing?
Who you be?
Who is your daddy and what class does he play?
I'm your daddy.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You are not my daddy.
I'm Amori Povich and I am not the father.
So that's what I want to know. So hit us up on our Facebook page. You can hit us up over at VOG Network when we release our show over there on the Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go on Twitter using our hashtag #EshQuestion and just say, #EshQuestion, I played this class in Titanfall. Boom. Super easy. You don't have to give me an explanation because I really don't care.
And you probably can't explain it unless it's 120 characters anyway.
So if you really want to give me your reason, Facebook would be the better place.
Yeah,
Twitter, short and sweet and to the point because I like points.
So like she said, hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh, or on Twitter at ESH News. And you can hashtag #EshQuestion and tell us, what class are you?
What class you playing in Titanfall?
Who you be?
Who you be? I be he.
No. That's be he.
That's Jesus.
That's Jesus. You're not Jesus.
I'm not Jesus.
So, the other places you should hit up are definitely our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. That's where you'll find our news, reviews, and written articles all about video games, anime, and pretty much everything in the nerdosphere.
Nerdsphere.
You will find our podcast in a bunch of places. First and foremost, the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You'll also find us in the iTunes store, both in the podcast application on your iOS device, as well as the desktop store by searching for Electric Sisterhood or Eshcast and subscribing. You can find us in the Microsoft store, again, searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button. We're also on Stitcher Radio. So if you Stitch, search for the Eshcast. You'll find us, add us. We're there. We're upon your tubes like you have no beliefs.
Oh, I'm on your tubes.
So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast to ensure that you get brand new episodes the moment we put them out on the web. Like she said, you can get our podcast over at the VOG Network because we're participating with the VOG Network and you're participating when you're listening and answering our question by commenting on the post, podcast post on the VOG Network and listening to some of the other amazing shows over there like OLR and Anime Jam Session.
Critical Myth.
Bobby Blackwolf Show.
Hey, Bobby.
There are so many great, great shows at VOG. Make sure you visit the website, check them out, subscribe. Your ears will thank us.
You're welcome, ears.
Then there are the other shows that are part of the Esh Network. Make sure that you check them out. On Tuesday's brand new episode of No Borders, No Race, Hold Down by our boy, King Baby Duck. Indie music. Pretty much the indie scene in its entirety, whether it's anime, manga, music, movies, theater, he's covering it. Make sure you check it out. It's really cool, guys. We learn so much every week from the show. You should definitely broaden those horizons. On Wednesday's brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, the best in and newest of trap music, EDM, dubstep. I mean,
womp womp.
If you need bass in your face, then you definitely need to check
out Geek Aggro. Not making the joke that I just had.
Stop it. Definitely check out Geek Aggro. Brand new episodes Wednesdays by Deuces Wild. Thursday, if you've got issues,
he's got issues.
Y'all can have issues together. The issues guy holding down the issues program. Call in live and vent, share, put out your issues. He'll put out his issues.
What's mine is yours, and yours is mine. The more you share, the more the sun will shine.
Oh my God. Not all dogs go to heaven. So, with that said, keeping your nerd needs satiated for the rest of the week, as we've mentioned before, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we are all upon the intertubes. Make sure you engage with us, ask us questions. We'll answer anything. If there's something you want us to check out, you want our opinions on, share with us, ask us, hit us up. We'll take a look at it, we'll share it. No big whoop. Well, it's kind of a big whoop, 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 whoop. So with that, it's the point of the show where I say, hey, Panda, what shit you digging this week?
I'm digging not playing Final Fantasy 13. Oh, God, not again. Lightning Returns. I am so digging that I refuse. I'm refusing. And it's not because I don't like the character. I don't like what they're doing with the game. But the fact that they gave her fucking dress spheres. It's essentially... Final Fantasy X-2 meets Final Fantasy 13 blunders 1 and 2 and said, you know what, we should all get together and have a menage a fuck no. And that's what they did. And that's what, now mind you, the story looks really good. And graphics, because I mean it's Square, so come on. Ridiculous. Everything
Panda,
looks great.
This is shit you dig, not a...
No, and I'm digging that I'm not playing this game. I dig that I hate the idea of what they're doing to her. I dig it, because she's so much better than that. What are you digging?
Titanfall. And that Titanfall controller. I really want it. I really want it so bad. I can't even stand
it. You want
myself.
It so hard!
No!
No!
Oh!
No!
Oh!
No!
Whoops.
I did not mean that in the context in which I said that.
Well, with that, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out until next week, guys.
Bye!